A white man? No!
Hello, and welcome to a special bonus episode of The Unsub is a White Man. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Emily.
And we're back with our season five superlatives.
Yes.
What a wild ride.
Yeah, it was a good season.
It was a good season. And it's honestly, it was hard to remember the 100th episode and everything was smack dab in the middle of this.
Yeah. Like, I was going through and just scanning through all of my notes for all of the different ones. And I was like, oh my God, this was the season.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good standout episodes. But it's usually that when we have something really, traumatic and like backstory heavy, like the 100th episode, that it's like at the beginning or the end of the season.
Yeah.
So that this was just like right in the middle. And we've had so many things before and after.
The middle. It was the 9th episode.
Wow. Yeah. So it's pretty, it's like the first third.
First third. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, there's just, I don't know, a lot going on. Should we start with best and worst, just like overall episode?
Oh yeah.
So what was the best episode for you this season?
My favorite one, I think, is Mosley Lane.
Yeah.
It's just a good one.
It is really good. Yeah. It's hard to do this after we just watched Our Darkest Hour.
Because I just want to say that one for everyone.
Right, like every category. It's like Our Darkest Hour, Tim Curry. Our Darkest Hour, Tim yeah. Curry. Because, I mean, obviously, yes. But outside of that, I like the 100th episode.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. There's a lot going
on there. It was hard to pick one because there were so many good ones.
Mm-hmm. How about worst episode?
Oh, that one was easy. It's The Fight. Without a doubt, it was The Fight, which makes a lot of appearances on my list.
Yes, The Fight is on my list quite a few times as well. A swing and a miss for the greater Criminal Minds universe, as I think I have said before. They just tried too hard to make this work.
The suspect behavior here is trying to make this happen. Yes.
Outfoxed also was a standout for me, is pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it was a callback to so many things that should have been good and it wasn't.
It
so
wasn't.
Like,
yeah.
It was two swings and misses.
That one was very disappointing.
Yeah, absolutely. How about your scariest unsub?
I would say the couple in Cradle to Grave. Scariest to me is always like, they can't be cartoonishly over the top.
Right.
Because like the Mosley Lane people. That's
right.
It's just kind of silly.
Yeah.
Like, yes, that's scary.
Yeah, it's super scary. But Beth Grant and Bud Cort are so, like, they're caricatures of child snatchers.
Exactly.
Like the child snatcher and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Like, it's like very.
But to me, it has to be something that like could happen.
Yeah.
So it's like, the couple in Cradle to Grave, and then like not the woman in Uncanny Valley, because that's silly. Nobody's making human dolls.
But the dad.
Like, that's the kind of thing that freaks me out, because those are the things that, like, those things happen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, those things happen all the time.
Like, a psychologist, like, abusing his daughter and then giving her electroshock therapy so that she can't remember it.
Yeah.
Like, that's really evil.
That's true. Yeah.
Obviously Tim Curry, just because he's Tim Curry.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
Richard Ramirez was a real person.
Yeah. And the whole setup, I mean, anything home invasion, obviously.
I went out of my way on so many not to write our longest right.
Tim Curry.
Like,
yeah.
I just watched it and it's so good.
I know. Well, I mean, I feel like this season has a lot of pretty legit, if it wasn't done in a Criminal Minds way, scary unsubs.
Yeah, like the idea of what they're doing is very, very scary.
Yeah. How about your lamest unsub?
Those three construction worker guys from Hopeless. It's just, they were just, because like people yelled at them.
Yeah.
And they felt inadequate as men.
They're
like, really?
There was a lot of sad white men in this season.
Go be on Reddit. Like, come on.
I really, the con artist in Parasite.
Yeah.
Like, no, this is so dumb. He was not scary or particularly good looking.
The weird dad that talked people into choking themselves. Oh, like the firefighter dad.
Yeah.
Or paramedic or whatever he was. Yeah. Like, yeah, just so many. There's where some you were just like, what?
Yeah, like the whole case is just a little, it's too soon for them to be doing these really overwrought unsubs.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah, I just, I don't know. There's...
There were a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was yours was the parasite guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. He just,
yeah.
He was just silly.
It was.
Like, couldn't keep all his names straight. And someone called him the wrong name. He had to kill them. Just like
Grant Dale.
Yeah.
And all of his names were terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. Rodney Shackleton. Yeah. He sucked.
Mm-hmm.
He did not deserve Annabeth Cash.
He did not. He did not.
She was so much better off without him.
How about, I can't decide if I should go in order or out of order. All right, well, we're doing best and worst. Who was the best guest star?
Best? I mean, Tim Curry, obviously. And yeah. I did really enjoy Beth Grant and Mosley Lane. Mm-hmm. Like, not scary, but I did like her performance.
Yeah, and Evan Peters, too. Yeah. I thought Evan Peters was so good in that episode.
They were fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. And Anne Cusack in that episode.
Yeah.
Anne Cusack was so good in Mosley Lane.
Yeah.
She might be the best for me, aside from Tim Curry, of course.
That episode, like, every single person in it was just spot on, really good at doing what they brought them there to do.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, I mean, what they give them is silly, but they take it very seriously and do well with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they give you something silly and you try to take it seriously and it doesn't read well, but it works for them in this, I guess. How about the worst guest star?
Literally everyone in the fight.
Yeah.
The whole B team that we've got. I'm sorry, Forrest Whitaker.
No. That is that is an example of they gave you something silly and you couldn't do anything with it.
Yeah. That and also the outfoxed guy.
Oh.
I mean, I know he's not really like a guest star, but like he was so good and so scary the first time they had him, and he was so not scary at all the second time around.
It pains me to say it, but for me, the worst guest star was Gavin Rossdale.
He was close to my list.
He
can't act.
He shouldn't be there. Like, this isn't his fault. Somebody lied to him and told him this would be good for you and good for your career. And like, you're going to get into acting. And somebody should have been like, nah, you're not good at that. Don't do acting.
You can't act. Mm-hmm. You're very bad at it.
Yeah. So he was just, and I love him, and I was so excited about that, but no.
No, he is terrible in that role.
Yeah. No. Let's see. How about best episode title?
I like Uncanny Valley.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like The Eyes Have It.
That's also a very good one.
Because I like the ones that are really on the nose.
Yeah.
It's silly.
That was one of my runners up.
It's silly.
And every time I look at it, just see like the title, all I can think of is that Bobcat. And it's so funny.
Oh, man. So good. What about the worst? Worst episode.
Worst episode. The internet is forever because it wasn't in that episode.
Yeah.
It didn't really, like, the longevity of the internet didn't have anything to do with it.
It's true.
They were like, quick, we need to track these people now before it goes away. Yep. You know, like, if the internet was forever,
then it won't
there
go
wouldn't
away.
Be any speed.
Yeah, it's true. They'd be leaving a trail, which they do. They do leave a trail.
It's dumb.
I don't like rite of passage. It's silly. Hopeless.
Yeah.
It's not hopeless. They're just the worst.
They just suck.
Yeah. I don't know. It disappoints me that the 100th episode is just called 100. Because it has nothing. Like, it's a missed opportunity there. You could have done something really good with that whole story. But you don't. Just 100.
100.
Like, they were surprised they made it to 100
Did they
episodes.
Do that, though, with all of them? Like, is the 200th episode called 200?
in all TV shows ever?
No, I mean in Criminal Minds.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't remember.
Yeah. That's a good question. I'm really not sure.
We'll know in 100 more.
We'll let you know when we get there. I refuse to look that up right now. All right. Best worst. We don't have a most egregiously unsolved case because they managed to solve them all.
They were
this
actually
time.
All solved.
Yeah. What about Hotch's most human moment?
Obviously in 100 when he has to go into the house and he finds Haley and he's looking for Jack and everything. Like, you know, you can tell that Hotch realizes what he has done to his family.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time, it's just been like, well, this is the job, and Haley couldn't handle the job. And, like, you know, he's like, I feel like he's never taken responsibility really for how his conduct affected his family.
Yeah.
And, like, prioritizing the job constantly over his family.
Yeah. That's
and
very
I
true.
And I feel like this is what it took to make him actually realize that.
Yeah.
And then he immediately goes back to work, like, 3 episodes later. But
sure. But.
Which would be his least human moment, which was not taking me out when Strauss was like, do you want to just not do this anymore?
He's like, no, I have to be at work.
We'll give you your full retirement. You can just stay home. And he's like, no.
Well, and also, I mean, at the beginning of this season, when his family is in witness protection, and he's kind of like, there are the moments of him like watching them from afar.
Yeah.
All of that kind of stuff is very human, showing all that. We don't get to see much of his family. Once Haley's dead, they pretend he doesn't have one anymore anyway. So
yeah.
So would your least human moment be how quickly he comes back to work?
Yes.
I would agree because, as I remarked at the time, it takes Reed longer to get cleared from his bullet, which I know it was a real injury in real life and that's why it hangs around. But in the universe of the show, it doesn't make sense that Reed's through and through bullet to the thigh takes longer to get him cleared to come back to work than Hotch being stabbed in like 9 times and his family being killed.
9 times and his family being murdered in front of him.
Yeah. And he just comes right back to work and they're like, listen, you got to take it easy with that leg. Like, what? It's so silly. So yeah, there's a few. And I mean, Hotch is the least human most of the time. Like, he just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you have a best Morgan tackle from this season?
Yes, I do. In Rite of Passage, where the guy's trying to run out the door and he just gets his arm out and clotheslines.
Yes.
That was my favorite one.
Yes, I love that one. And Prentice's reaction to it. But also in that episode, it's not a tackle, but him just shooting through the windshield.
That one is so ridiculous.
Just deafens Prentice. Just
for no reason whatsoever.
But he had to do it. He just had to do it.
Yeah. with a machine gun.
Yes. To bring the big guns out.
Yeah.
What was the worst writing this season?
The fight.
That's what I had too. Yes. It's hard to argue with that.
It's dumb. Every part of it is dumb. Mm-hmm. All the characters are dumb.
Yep.
The story wasn't interesting.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't call the gym barbells.
Yeah.
It was just bells. Still mad about that. The scene where they like are like, could it be one of these people? And the guy's like, these two people. And he's like, yes. The picture's printed out and holds them up. I just hate all
of it. I'm sorry, you mean the prophet when the prophet does that?
That they call him the prophet.
We could spend an entire bonus episode complaining about the things we don't like about the fight.
Yeah.
Just that. I know. It's.
We could have a whole Patreon where we just yell into the microphone about suspect behavior.
Oh, I know. It's so bad. What about most egregious misunderstanding of geography this season? It's pretty cut and dry for me.
The town in Texas, I think. We had a lot of people sending us messages that were just like, listen, I'm from Texas and this is ridiculous.
That town is a ghost town in real life. It would be so easy to pick a different town or make up a town. But to use an actual town that's notorious that's for no one for living its there.
Chili cook-off.
Yeah.
That's just a town that leads into a big park.
Yeah.
That
yep.
Tourists go to.
But where it would be easy to hide dozens of illegal immigrants.
Nobody would notice that you were there.
Right. Safe houses dotting the landscape.
Yes.
Do you have a most cringe Morgan and Garcia moment?
I had one that started out to be cringy,
mm-hmm.
which was in Exit Wounds when she's like, I can't do this. I can't, like, I can't live like this. Mm-hmm. This is ruining my life. I don't know how I can do this job anymore. And Morgan just, like, hugs her and he's like, Garcia, look how pretty the mountains are. And then, like, later he's like, you're really good at your job. We can do it without you, blah, blah, blah. But, like, his first reaction is like, just look at this landscape, Garcia. Look at the green screen behind us.
Yeah, there wasn't much. I don't know. Maybe they're winning and I'm getting desensitized to it.
Maybe. Or it could be also. No, never mind.
What?
No, I was just thinking.
Are you thinking ahead?
Yes, I was thinking ahead to another episode.
Yeah. Don't get ahead of yourself. We're still in season 5.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we couldn't help ourselves, and we had to watch the ending of the Tim Curry arc before we recorded this.
Yeah. Now we're going to confuse ourselves.
Yes.
I don't know. The, like, baby girl, Chocolate Thunder, back and forth, like, little bits. Maybe they're not doing it as much. Maybe I'm getting used to hearing it. I don't know. But there was nothing that, like, jumped out at me as, like, a big, giant ew.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I had to, like, you know, go through all of my notes and control F for, like, gross.
Right. Yes. I know. When I reread through all of these this morning, it's like, there was nothing that, I don't know.
Yeah, I hadn't made a note of anything that was particularly egregious.
No. Was there any standout 2010s fashion for you?
Mine was the Hot Topic goths.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, it's pretty tough to compete with everything that happened to the performer.
Yeah.
All of those.
Yeah.
Vampires. Not vampires. What does he call them? Reed calls them something. Not that.
Vampirists.
Yes. Vampirists.
It's like, what is it? It's something dumb.
It's duh. Yes, it is something dumb. Yeah. I might have to go with that, too. That's a pretty good one. Also, Risky Business has the small town goth.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good, too. There are an unusual amount of early 2000s goths in this season.
Yeah.
I'm just now noticing.
Was it just really popular in 2010?
Not for me personally.
Not me either. Like, what was I doing in 2010? Oh, I had a newborn, so I wore sweatpants and I stayed in my house all the time. That's what I did.
I was living in New York City, and fashion time was rough. That was a very hipster time in my life. I lived in Brooklyn.
I have to admit this on on air. My daughter was showing me TikToks of, like, fashions from 2010 and she was like, did you ever dress like this? And I can't remember. Or she was like, did you do the hair waves with the swoop bangs? And I was like, no, my hair doesn't wave. And I was like, wait, let me show you a picture of Sarah. I found a picture of you with your hair like that on your Facebook and showed it to her, and she was like, wow.
It was a dark time for curly haired people. Okay.
But there was one where your hair was, like, straightened and she was like, is that extensions or is that real hair? And I was like, I think it's a real hair.
Yes. There was a lot of flat ironing in that time of my life.
Yeah.
Lots of bad bangs. Haunts me to this day.
Yeah. I was like, no, that was my messy buns and hoodies because I was either pregnant or had a newborn at that phase in my life. I was not doing anything fashionable.
I wasn't doing anything fashionable either, despite living in Brooklyn, working in Manhattan at a small clothing company. I should have been better at what I was doing.
You should have been Anne Hathaway in The Devil Wears Prada.
I was. I was badly dressed all the time. I was her before the makeover, and I never got one. I'm still badly dressed to this day. So don't come to me for your early 2000s fashion. You'll be disappointed in me. Did I get all of the categories? Oh, no. Garcia list.
Yeah, the Garcia list.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, I think, and it's not necessarily the Garcia list. It's mm-hmm. the requests.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's true.
Yeah, like when Hotch was like asked her to look for safe houses.
Right. He's
like, we need to find them, and the police officer has to explain that, like,
they are in fact considered safe because they are unknown locations.
Yeah, if we knew where they were, mm-hmm. we would shut them down. Yeah. Or like when he wants Garcia to look for, in Cradle to Grave, mm-hmm. when he wants her to look for, like, these, like, illegal baby trafficking adoptions. Yes. And the social worker is like, that's not a thing.
Yeah, actually. you can't just Google that.
Yeah. She's like, that's not even how it works. So, like, we can't search for that.
Yeah. I feel like that happens more and more as the, like, not season, series goes on.
Yeah.
That they like, make these requests, and somebody, not Garcia, because Garcia is always like, of course, sir. I'll get right on it.
Yeah. I mean, most of them are not, it's not that it's things that you couldn't find. It's things that you couldn't find.
It's the way they go about looking them up.
In the amount of time. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, oh, okay. Like the one where they're like, I think it's Cradle to Grave, where they're like, look for women who had breast cancer and then had a baby like 5 years later. Mm. And you're like, okay, do you know how long it would take to hack into all of these medical databases that you can't get into easily and then find all of that information?
Exactly.
And like 5 years later, they might not even live there anymore.
Right.
Like you're looking, like, yeah, they might be at a different hospital. So then you'd have to find out where they lived and look in a different
hospital. And they would have to get permission to like look up some of these things. Like you, hospital medical records. I mean, I get it.
She's doing a hacker.
But that means that anything that they actually, like none of these, that's what we need. I want the series where it is some poor public servant's job to take these people
bureaucrat.
To trial and they realize that the evidence has been gathered illegally and the arrests were made without due process and they can't hold them. None of these unsubs are in jail. None of them. Because of all the bullshit.
And be like, I'm sorry, how did you get that information? Mm-hmm. And be like, well, we found it this way. And you're like, oh, through an illegal search?
Yeah.
We're going to throw this case out.
Right, right.
Be like, what legal evidence do you have? Nothing?
Yeah. Yep.
Nothing would be admissible in court.
Like, well, we looked at her face and it was slightly asymmetrical. So we had to go inside her house and figure out why he would have taken her.
Yeah. Just a show that's just called Inadmissible.
That's how you can make your first million. Start writing those episodes.
Yeah.
The writing's not going to be as bad as Suspect Behavior. So
that's
you get
true.
At least one season out of it.
That's true.
Is there anything else?
Netflix will greenlight anything.
Yeah. With streaming, there just has to be so much content. They'll take anything. Anything else we need to discuss about season 5? What your overall feeling about the season? A good one?
It was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
There were more good episodes
mm-hmm.
than bad ones.
Yeah. And I feel like when we're getting to the bad ones now, we're able to like more fine tooth comb through, like we're being really nitpicky about things.
Yeah.
As time goes on, because
there are episodes that it's like, I probably didn't hate it as much the first time when mm-hmm. I wasn't watching it to nitpick it.
Right.
But
yeah.
when you are, then you're like, okay, well, there's a bit much in this.
Yeah. How about going into season 6? How are you feeling? Or is there... Are there a lot of episodes you're excited about for season 6?
I feel like this is one that was not that interesting to me. Like, there mm-hmm. are some cast changes that...
Are not exciting.
Are not great.
One of my least favorite episodes, but not because it's bad, but because it's traumatizing, Into the Woods.
Mm-hmm. That's. I was like, the one that stands out to me most is Into the Woods, mm-hmm. and as a frequent... backpacker.
Just as a parent, I'm already
a camper. Like this is,
I'm like already dreading having to watch it again because it was so unpleasant to watch the first time.
Yes,
having to watch it and write about it is going to be really hard.
Yeah, that's going to be like I'm just going to sit there with a bottle of wine.
Yes, yeah, but there's not. I'm like trying to think if there's something that was like, oh, I remember that one being really bad.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the list now.
And I don't think, not off the top of my head. I'm sure I'm sure there'll be one or two. But maybe everything is so crowded by...
Oh, yeah. And this is the Ian Doyle storyline, mm-hmm. too, which I also don't love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I'm going in as excited about season six as I was about season five. But no. There'll be lots to talk about. Absolutely. I mean, we're still going to watch them all again. Don't worry.
Like, on that note, we're out. We're just done with this podcast.
We've decided to wrap it up now at the end of season five instead of making it through all 16.
No, we have to at least do season six, episode one.
No, we're stopping it right here. No one ever knows our thoughts. If you think of anything else for season superlatives that you think we should include next time.
Oh my God, wait.
What
season six, episode four. I'm just reading. It says the BAU travels to Ohio to identify a serial killer who's murdering couples in Akron.
Finally.
I'm going to have some geography to talk about for this one.
That's not going to hold up well.
How are they going to make Southern California look like Akron, Ohio?
Oh, spoiler alert. They're not. They're not going
to. It's
going to
be bad.
Well, there you go. There's something to look forward
there
to
it
then.
Is.
If you think of anything else we should include for season superlatives, let us know. You can comment on Instagram, send us a message. You guys know all the ways.
Yeah.
We will be back next week with season one episode. Our season six, episode one.
Season one, episode six, again. We're going to recap our recap.
No, you need to subscribe to the Make Believe Patreon to get recaps of recaps.
Yes, that's true.
We'll be back with season six next week. Maybe even, I don't want to spoil anything, but Nate has been tinkering with the opening music. He's pretty proud.
Yes, it's very
so
exciting.
Might be some other things coming up with season six. Wherever you're listening, be sure to leave a 5-star review. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at The Unsub is a White Man. Our merch is on Redbubble. If you buy any, make sure you tag us. We'll share you to our stories. Our theme music is composed and performed by Nate Youngblood, and the podcast is produced by Nate Youngblood. Thanks, Nate.
And until next week, don't be the a-hole that gave us a 1-star review on Apple Podcasts.
With no explanation.
Rude. At least tell us why
you hate us. We can take it.